We consider, evaluate, and postulate everything. Welcome to Capacity Cast with your hosts, Michael and Scott. Let's get started.
We're talking about backing up your data. Should you back up your data, Scott?
Definitely.
And why?
Why? If you don't care about the data, don't bother. But if you do care at all, you should back up.
Yes. And if you think you don't care about it, just wait till you lose it. Then I think you'll find out if you care or not.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, what's the downside is obviously it can be kind of confusing to set this up for the first time.
Yeah, especially beginning users.
But that's why we're going through it a bit.
Yep.
What sort of backup system do you use for your stuff?
Well, first off, I do a lot of photography. That means very large files and a lot of them, and I've very much simplified my backups, which is literally a large number of external hard drives that I use, and most of them now are either 4+ terabyte. I just copy the data multiple times on them. It's inefficient, but it works, and I don't have to have the drives running constantly. In the past, I had used drives in something called RAID, which is multiple drives striped together to either be a little faster with backup or just have a duplicate inside the PC or inside some type of external drive system, which it works in ways. I usually did something called RAID 1, which is literally a backup of a drive or multiple drives. And then there's a RAID 1+0, which is striping plus a backup.
And the big advantage of your method, besides being one of the only ways to handle that many files, you can take your drives and put them at someone else's house.
Yeah,
put them
that's
at
a good
at
idea.
The bank. You can really be safe as opposed to something that's running in your own home or office.
I think I'm up to 6 terabyte drives, and every once in a while I'll buy a new drive, I'll copy it over, maybe I'll get rid of a smaller one type of thing. So I slowly try to increase my drive sizes. That way I have a newer drive, it'll be less likely to fail. I actually do that with SD cards too.
Yes.
I get bigger ones, get rid of the old ones because they're relatively well used. Just a slow process that you keep going at.
It's a good idea. Hard drive failure is a certainty.
How about you?
I do a different strategy. I do almost everything using cloud backup services. So I use Dropbox, and then I have an Amazon Web Services account.
Okay.
And I throw quite a lot of data up there. I use their cold storage
option. I probably shouldn't ask you what it is.
No. Trust me, it's all illegal. It's enough where I need a place to keep it that's not just being on multiple laptop hard drives.
I personally worry about privacy issues using online backup services, but that's just me.
It's different trade-offs. I mean, for me, it doesn't cost me very much.
And then Comcast, if you have Comcast, you have caps now.
Oh,
data
caps. Yeah. If I had to download all of this at once, I would...
It's a terabyte per...
It's 1 terabyte per month, I think, is what we pay.
Mm-hmm. And then you have 1 or 2 grace periods where if you go over, they won't charge you more. But after that, they charge you a very high rate per 50 gigabytes.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do for my things.
Do you have anything locally that you back up? Or is it just one drive and then you do online?
So this is more for long-term storage. And then I also have, there's about 200 gigs of things that are important to me to be able to get relatively quickly like photos as well. And for that, I have a home PC and I've got a copy of that on there. I've got a second hard drive, kind of like what you're doing, to copy of a lot of that stuff. And then I have sort of a critical subset of it on my laptop and then, and then inside my Dropbox account. And that is, I hope, enough.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that a lot of people do that I've looked at is to get a NAS, which is similar to what you're talking about with the RAID. Except it sort of does it all for you and makes
And it's external, so you can turn it off when you don't need it.
Yeah, it just looks nice sitting on your desk, you know, and you can hot swap drives. So drive 7 fails, you just pull it out, put the new one in, and it fixes it all for you.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot less legwork, I suppose.
Yeah. And then there's also DVD and Blu-ray writable discs, which I used to use DVD discs, but they're so small these days that you'll be making a lot of discs.
Yes. You know, personally, I actually don't even have a DVD drive in my house right now.
Yeah.
So I've just kind of moved beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
For people who, I know there are some formats of those that can hold more that are expensive.
Yeah, I think Blu-rays are around 25 to 50 gigabytes now, which is relatively small these days, but in some situations I could see it working.
If you really need longer term storage.
Yeah.
And of course, I know for a couple of critical things at work, we still have the trusty tape drive backups, which are, you know, hopefully going to survive anything that happens to them.
Also, I use USB sticks intermittently while I'm working on something just to have multiple backups. Usually it's a programming upcoming project. Mm-hmm. So I'll copy that over once I'm done for the day type of thing. And I actually have a Raspberry Pi Git server, which is, it's called Source Control. And you push your files through the network to this thing and it keeps a log of what changed. And it's basically a backup. So that's nice to use.
That's good. I like that as well. I guess I use, for Source Control backup, I use Bitbucket for personal things.
Okay.
And it's an Australian company that, mm-hmm. you know, again, could be potential privacy issues, but I guess I trust them. There are a lot of different things you can use, and the decisions we're making are sort of along that axis of convenience versus privacy and security.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Convenience versus price.
Mm-hmm. And I guess had any serious backup failures? And
almost. I had a situation where laptops were failing, hard drives were failing surprisingly quickly, and I barely had time to copy, you know, about 10 gigs of valued files off before the next failure happened.
Did you stick the drive in the freezer for a while and then?
I should have. Yeah, I should have.
That's the thing, at least in the past.
I think I just gave up on it because it was sort of a piece of junk laptop. But yeah, that sort of led me to try to have three copies of things that I really, mm-hmm. really like. There's sort of a 3-2-1 mnemonic, which is, you know, three things and then in two different geographical places.
Okay.
And that's what I try to follow.
That's a pretty solid plan.
Yeah.
Anything else to add to that?
No, I would just say, you know, what we've described sounds a little complicated, but, you know, if you don't have any backups, I'd recommend people just pick one.
Just go to Best Buy or go to some tech store. Go buy an external hard drive. Maybe $50, $100 will be big enough for you, and make at least one backup. It's very easy.
Or another thing that's simple to do is if you have Gmail, you have Google Drive.
Yes, that's true.
Just put your important photos and your tax documents in there or something.
So you can easily get a very quick backup, go buy an external drive. Other than that, there are so many options out there. You've got the RAID, you have the online backup, you have tape drives, you have USB drives. Really, there's a lot of options. A lot of them are cheap, some of them are expensive, but definitely back up your data.
Just start doing it.
Yeah, just start.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Capacity Cast. You can hear more episodes at capacitycast.com.